Well, I've been spending a long time doing what we call a magmatometer survey with all the approaches into the islands, especially around St Mary's, and identified a lot of hits, as we call them. And I was systematically diving them, and there was about 700 in all toll. This was one that I, you know, put on almost like on the back burner. You have a whole load that you think are good and a whole load you think might not be so good. And so you go through them, you know, systematically like that. Anyway, I dived down tide of these particular hits and found some little cannonballs. So I thought, well, that's interesting. And then my mate Robin, who's part of our team, he came over with a side scan sonar. And he said, you know, we'll go and test this again this year, because we do it every year. And I said, well, let's test it up and down near these mag hits where I found these little cannonballs and see what's around on there. And straight away, we went over this site and there it was.
And, I mean, how intact is it? I mean, you know, can you actually make out that it was a ship at one point? What exactly is there?
Well, you've got half of the hull is laying buried in the sand. And it looks like it was like stood up on its bow, like it sank down onto its bow, and then it sort of like sank into the sand. And then half of the ship looks like it's rotted away, and you've got like artifacts, material on half of the wreck area, and the other half is all solid hull timber. You know, it's a structure, proper structure. And then there's on top of that, there's cannons on top of it.
Wow, that sounds amazing. What are the chances, though, Todd, that it could actually be one of Sir Walter Raleigh's ships?
We don't actually know that. It's just one of the ones I'm researching, because it seems that ship seems to fit what this one looks like, the right sort of size, it's the right sort of age. We don't know the circumstances fully of the sinking of the Raleigh ship. All we know is that they were scattered in a storm, and that most of them made it back to ports, you know, back towards the east. And two of them came to grief, and one of them was just said two reports. One says lost off silly, and another says lost that silly, and we don't know the actual circumstances. It's just that it's a ship that fits the description.
And so what happens now then? Presumably you've got to get it sort of expertly checked and verified, possibly.
Yeah, well, again, Robin wrote a report. He took all my photographs and my research, and then he wrote a report, and he sent that to English Heritage, because we had a licence to dredge the site. And nowadays you have to get a license, you didn't used to be able to do that, and we're the first divers to get one of these licenses, and we uncovered a lot of it last year, and we wrote our report. Robin put it all together and sent it to English Heritage, and then now, as far as I understand, they're going to come over and do dendrochronology, and they're going to come and have a look at it and assess the site themselves. So
that sounds incredible. So how exciting. But it just makes me wonder, actually, that there must be all sorts of buried treasures lying beneath the seas.
They're always looking. You know, we don't stop moving. You know, we find a site and give it a once over and try and decide what it is, and then we move on and look for more. And I'm sure when English Heritage come over next summer, you know, we'll be around the corner surveying another one of the entrances.
Are you slightly concerned, though, that now that this has had a little bit of coverage, there'll be lots and lots of divers sort of swamping the area?
Well, no, not really, because, you know, I've done this before, and we had a nice little find around the corner, which we think might be the pirate ship John, and that got a lot of coverage, and we didn't get any aggravation. And then before that, we had the Nancy Packet. We went out and found the Nancy, and that was down Cargill, and that story went around the world. And they were saying that we found 200 million in treasure on it, and we never got any trouble at all. So, no, I don't expect anything to happen, to be honest.
No, amazing. But actually, just on that point, because you sort of discovered it, if there was some treasure there on the ship, I mean, who gets to keep it?
If I was to go down there tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure I won't find any treasure, because we've been all over it with a metal detector.
Oh, what a shame.
But that's not to say there's nothing there, you know. But if we was to come across anything at all, you know, and we had to raise it, I mean, we have raised some artifacts for identification. And, you know, you just declare them to the receiver of wreck. And then if they can't find an owner, you know, you can end up with the material as your own possession.